My father and my mother, yeah, I remember them well, see? And my brothers and sisters, I remember them well, see?
From here?
From here, see? Some were born at Kohala and some Ocala and some here, see? All scattered here and there, see?
Were they all born in Hilo with you?
No, they were all born. When my father in the immigration, when they came here, the Portuguese immigrant came here, well, they came alone, see? They had no children from there. Huh. We all were born here in the island of Hawaii, see?
All of you?
But all on different, you know, part of the island here.
Well, how was it to be born in those days? Were you born at home or in the hospital? Or
no, there's no hospital before. At my time, I was in the 1900, no? There no hospital.
So what happened?
We were born in the house, you know. We had, like my mother was, what you call that now? A midwife, you see. She was a midwife. Well, we have lots of that kind of people going around, you know, when women give birth to a child, no?
So, smart woman then.
Yeah. No hospital, no doctor, see. So the first doctor that I can tell you that I seen and came here was Dr. Harold Section.
Is he still here?
He's gone already, he died. Yeah. But the boy, I don't know, he was on the clinics on Honolulu. See? Yeah. But the father gone, see, lately. He was our first doctor, and he used to come up, up to this plantation here just to pull a tooth, no? Right over here by the fertilizer house, you know, that old shack you can, when you pass by.
Yeah.
Not the first one, the second one.
Yeah.
You know, when you go out, the shack there at your eye, you know, at your left eye, no? Right there, had a little office there. The fertilizer right next and one little office there. You want to pull a teeth, it just hold you in. And with a plier, off you give one yell and there your tooth is out. As the first doctor can remember, we had Dr. Section, yeah. He was a nice man, but... And then another thing, we had inspector going around, you know, this kind of inspector that we don't have today, you know. He was terrific, in one inspector that used to go and see you. You wash tub, if it was clean or dirty, see? Soapy, like that, no? Well, that if you see that wash tub dirty, you just would kick them out. Because our waters was coming from the river, see? Through a pipe and come to your house, you see? And the women at that time used to wash in this kind of barrels, what you call salmon barrels before this. I don't know, 50-gallon barrels. They call that salmon barrels, you know, the salmon used to come salty, not like today.
Oh.
You have ice boxes, no? Refrigerator and freezers, eh? But those days, not all salt, see? So.
And then you used those?
We used those, see? But at the beginning, this is the second, the problem, no? But the beginning, they used to wash clothes on the little stream here, all the women get together, see? This is the second problem I'm telling you now, see? And then the third problem, the company built a wash house, you know, in two partitions, you know, one here and one on this side. See, ladies face to face, you know, when they wash clothes, see?
Yeah.
If you can throw a blow, you throw a blow, see?
What do you mean?
Yeah, when you get argument, when you don't like the person, right?
Ah.
You know, ladies, when they yap yap. So as the third, and now is the fourth, this, as you see today, see?
You mean the women really used to fight in the water?
Oh, yes. They even lift up their pants and, yeah. Yeah, they were terrific, though, before.
August. Did you ever see that?
I see with my own eyes. Otherwise, I wouldn't tell you that. No. I see it with my own eyes. Well, today how things going, it's getting worse than before.
Worse?
Worse.
Why do you say that?
Yeah, worse. I see with my eyes, though. Well, I hate to mention, but not people like you or me, these other kind people, they call the hippies, eh? They are doing. You know, this new apartment, I told Mrs. Lyman, she argues with me. She said, August, they're living there. I say, that's impossible, Mrs. Lyman. I seen the people that works there, you know, the long hair people. I don't know whether they're hippies or what, but the way I look at it this morning, they was outside on a porch with the light, you know, in the room there, and there was three of the men and one woman with a little child, and one was going at it, kissing her, grabbing her, see? So I don't know. Really, so I told Mrs. Lyman, can't be, see, as these people that work there. They really work, you know. But to me, I think it's hippies. Because I tell you, Karen, I had two work on my house paint, although they done rough work, you know. And when I paid them, I told my wife, I might as well give them a little more. Instead of 75, give them 80, see? Looks funny, give them 75, no? They were doing the job as much as they could, see? And they had one Hawaiian boy watching them, see? And going with them the same way, see? So I paid them. I tell you the truth, cost me $100, a little over, but not including the painting, see? Just the working man, $100. Although it's a little rough, but they work all right. And they were clean hippies though. One kind of dark complexion. The other one is really white. Yeah, long hair, yeah. They tied them over here.
Yeah.
See, but the other one was dark and short, yeah. Almost like this black people, no?
Oh,
something like that. But was good spoken boy though.
And they behave.
Yeah, they really behave and they clean. They wash themselves and all before they eat, and they eat their own food, not like us, you know. Most fruits, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
They were nice though. No smell, no bad smell on their body. Like I smell someone that passed by, no, really dirty. But this one, one thing I don't like to criticize, I feel sorry for them, you know. I don't know why they went into this. I never heard, since I born, it's only now, I heard this kind of talk about hippies. I don't know what they meant by hippies though. The same people like us, but what they are doing?
She like old stories over there.
Huh?
She wants old stories.
That's old stories.
That's new stories then.
Uh-huh. Well, I can bring between old and new.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But what I mean, it's no good to criticize because we're all humans, you know, but what they are doing no good in front of anybody, eh? You see, if us on a hideaway, it's all right, see.
Yeah. Well, what was it like growing up in the old days?
Growing up, well, we grew up almost like, you see, this child here like that, you know, taken care by the mother, you know, when the mother get up from the bed, you know, they stay. Say about a month in a bed, you know. Yeah, they won't get up. They were taking good care. See, the midwife does everything. Comes here, wash the baby, and feeds the baby until you get up. 1 month, you can get up. See. So the midwife does everything. See, that's how keeps the baby clean and takes care of you. Give you some chicken soup and a little hot, you know what you call that, not whiskey, apricot, what you call that.
Yeah. Well then, but you liked it when you were a boy here.
Yeah, I like, because your comparison, no, before and now, it's altogether different, see. For the time that I started to work anyway was in 1917, we put it out this way. I was 13 on my age, see? I was 13. And I started in 1917, see? Until 1959, I gave 42 years service on this company, see? And I like very much the work, you know. We've been getting along. The people been getting along fine, you know. Well, we used to play, but the games were different than today, like a ball game. You know? Like you say, this... what you call this now? the small kids, what you call this league now? Little League.
Right.
Yeah, we started, you know, a different kind of ball. I don't know if you notice in some books, I think they have that though. I really don't promise you, but I think they have though. Way back in 1918, something like that, to 1919, my time, no? Well, we take, for instance, my time, we play that Little League, you know, altogether different. We never have a playground like we have today.
But,
no.
Well, what was it like?
We play something like a pasture. We call it a pasture, you know, where cows and horses used to be, no? Well, we play the same amount boys. You know what I mean? No uniform. See? No uniform. We call that a little league in our time, see?
But
no
still,
uniform.
You still had nine players on the side.
Nine players, yeah. We had that, see? And no mask on, and the ball wasn't like we have today, a hard ball.
Right.
But if you see the ball, it's almost the shape. The same color and the shape. But when you hit something, it comes in soft, like, you know. So you won't get almost like a, what do you call that, that ball now, that big ball they play now? Indoor ball, they call that.
Softball?
No? Yeah, the big ball.
The big baseball?
Yeah.
Oh, bowling.
Not bowling. What do you call that now? They have leagues playing now, and when they throw like this.
Underhand. Softball.
Softball.
Makuhle League.
Yeah, bigger ball, softball.
Yeah.
It was almost like that, you know, but smaller, like a baseball, real baseball, see?
Yeah.
We used to. And then, after that, that's when we came to build, you know, ground like we have today, see? Playground and uniforms. My brother went, but I wasn't. I was a kid yet, see? My brother had a uniform. Too bad I had a picture. I don't know if I get them there. I would show you the uniform. Almost like a Baby Ruth. Darling,
what?
You get that book there?
What book?
From that boy's book from school, from that Baby Ruth. Baby Ruth. How many did you took them?
Paul take them to school.
Try to. Almost the same uniform, not the suit. Yeah, they started that way, but I wasn't. I was a kid at the time, but my brothers played. So.
What other games did you play?
Well, the games that I played, when I grew up, I played baseball, softball, as you say it first time, softball, no? I played that. I tried to play basketball, but I quit. I don't like that. I get too tired, and furthermore, we're rookies. You know, poke their fingers on a person's eyes, see, I don't like that, you know. See, but baseball I did play and been official umpire the games. I tell you, I had some work though, being official. Yeah.
Well, did you play other games like the real kid games, you know, like Junk in a Poe and...
Oh, yeah, we did play that, we did play. Another game by stick, you know, a little stick with this long, no?
Mm.
Well, we were bigger boys, we cut this long and make points in both sides. And the handle would be long like this. And you hit it out, you know, you out, you see, if you catch them, you turn to go and hit, see? And we have two stones like this now.
Yeah.
And we put the stick here. If you don't catch, well, you're going to throw the... We call that Kama Pew, see? You know, those days, I don't know what they meant by the Kama Pew, but we
Kama Pew.
Kama Pew, yeah. See? And then that bush, they gotta knock them, knock that stick from the two rocks, see? You see?
I see.
So you're out. If they knock you out, whether you catch or knock the stick, you're out. See? And we get points by that, see, by playing that, see? So many points.
Do kids still play?
I was real crackerjack. I was good on that, yeah. I was really good on that. Another one, we used to make a little hole here. The same game, no? But different way playing now. Make a hole here, and with the stick, you put the camera pew here, the small one, and you make them that way, see?
And the what? The guy who does it farthest is...
Yeah.
See,
come.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
We go by points, you know.
Yeah.
And another game is to play marbles. Well, we have those big marbles, no? That's one game for those marbles. You stand here. The ring is way out here. Way out there, the ring. And so you cannot pass over your mark, you see, your line. Mm. You just go like this. And not the marbles that you got on the ring, see? If you put 20, I put 20. That's 40 marbles in the ring, see?
Right.
If you knock them out, you know, that's yours. See, that's how we used to play. And then we used to play another one, hand arm, we call that. You see, with the small marbles, we play them like this, see? With the same ring, smaller ring, and, you know, about this distance far, see?
Do they have special names for those small marbles? What is it my kids call them?
I don't know what we call that now. The other one was Stena, no?
Were you good with the marbles too?
Oh yeah, I was good.
Yeah.
I was good on marbles.
You were the champ.
Marbles and that stick game, the Kamapu, I don't know what they call it. We used to call it Kamapu. I really don't know what kind.
What about school?
And school, well, I'm not as far as a hair school as all. The oldest school we had here was a hair school.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Dears was the principal of the school. I still remember that, you know. She was at Union School, standard station there, at Union School. But she used to take care of all the schools, see, Mrs. Dears.
That was through sixth grade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we only third grade. Third grade is like sixth grade, you know. Biology and all that we used to study, see. Third grade was the highest, almost like sixth grade. Because what they got in down here at this school, no? We had them over here at the grade. My brothers couldn't go here to school.
You think things were harder then?
No.
In school?
No. They couldn't. They couldn't enter the school there because what they had there, nothing compared with here. You see?
I see.
They were too smart.
I see. So this school was a better one than
Hilo.
They
carry everything, see, over here. As far as third grade, yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
what
they
about
just passed the grades done at Hilo.
What about the teachers? Do you remember any?
Well, my teacher used to be Borden. Miss Borden was one of them, see. What you call the other one now? Alvaro. This was Portuguese girls anyway. Alvaro and Borden. They were two sisters, see. One first grade, second grade, and then... the third grade, what was now? Hawaiian woman. Gee, I can't remember her name now.
But they were good teachers?
No, the third one was bad, but the first and second, they were good teachers, though. Very nice to the children, no? And they really teach you. They sit down and teach you how to do the work, you know, if you don't know it, no?
Right.
They sit down and teach you.
Right.
That's why I want to bring this out, you know.
What language did the teachers use?
English.
English all the time?
No other language. They could be Hawaiian or Chinese, but the language here was all in American language, English.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder why they were so much more advanced.
I don't know. Well, anyway, we put it out this way. We have the, what you call more people today? What you call that now? Don't come in my mind things. I'm losing plenty though, Karen.
Me too, August. Me too.
I'm losing plenty, really.
What about in school now? I notice nowadays they fight all the time. Seems like this.
Well,
fight. Was it that way then?
No, it wasn't. We used to have fights, but not like today. See, I was gonna bring you this.
Tell me.
No, not like today. Today is worse than the teachers. They don't give a heck. See? They don't care. Another way of saying, no? They cannot control, you know. Karen, let me tell you this again. They can't control. The people we have today, They're new people to me. See? They're not like me, you see, my time. You're taking back of my time, you see. Not front now, you're taking back now. See? Altogether different than today, see? That's why I don't blame a teacher, but the teachers are about the same. They're growing up with these children. They're about the same thing.
Yeah.
See? Yeah. That's what I mean.
Why do you think this happened?
Yeah, well, because they ain't good. They're no good at all. See? If they don't love children, no? For instance, now. If they're doing what the children are doing, what can? Yeah. What can come of that? You see, look, the teachers, they say the children, don't do this, don't do that. But they are doing, Karen. Let me tell you now. This is not lie, this is God's truth. Yeah. They are doing themselves. See? They started with clothes, and they tell the children not to do it. They started smoking the same thing. They started, and they say the children not to smoke. That's where all the problem now in the schools. See, that's one point there. I can't blame a teacher in one way, because they all alike, you see, and they can't control already. Too far gone, you see. Education is all right, but see, if I have more, you're my teacher, and I cannot beat you. What can you do with me? See, you can fight me. I'll outbeat you. See, that's what's going on today.
Well, how did they control in the old days?
What? Before days, we don't have that. We had something like, let's put it this way, just like a martial law, you see. We had only sheriff and the police, that's all. We never have, we have a councilman and representatives and, you know, all these things, eh? We never have, way back, eh?
All there was police.
Police, sheriff.
And
if you do anything, well, they take you to the, the station. Then from the station, they take you to the judge, and then the judge gonna fix you.
So they were tougher.
Yeah, and, the what you call the private school, now you take like St. Joseph, now the private school, well, they had the teacher there, he was the law himself. We put the two together now, the private school and the plantation, they were the laws before this. You understand now?
I
you get
I
me
do,
see
yeah.
They were the law, see. Whatever we do goes to the boss, the boss brings it up. They were the law, see? Same like the private school.
Did the teachers spank kids?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my. The teacher, if he spank you, not enough yet. They'll take you to Father Lewis, was his name. Father Lewis. He was the boss in town, Father Lewis. He takes care of the children and everything. He punish you. He'll punish you, and there's nothing going on. Nothing goes on with him.
Did you ever get punished?
I quit that school. I went as far as second grade and I quit it. My father started to get sick, so he needed help. My brothers was out, and my sisters, except me and my young sister. And those days, the plantation wouldn't give you this, eh? They wouldn't give you this, eh? You kneel and pray like this. They don't care for you, you see. But my father was lucky, because the old man Scott was our manager before, see. I was a little boy. I work yet for him. He was living yet, but the boy was taking over, see, his son, Oliver Scott, see, his name was. I think he died lately down Honolulu, see. So, when my father got sick, I was gonna quit school. So as I told you that the principal was dears, eh? See? And she felt sorry for me because I was picking up good in school, you see. And she said, gee, what can we do? She said, I'm sorry to get you out from school. You get in ahead, August. I said, what can I do? I have to. Unless I change school, I say. She said, what school to? And then I say, well, I'm going to try St. Joseph's, see? So I went there, but when I seen the tricks, I quit. That's the same thing you said, their privatism, eh? That's the same thing, you know. Big boys! Oh, my! Men's! And they used to play the same game, eh? Marbles and all that in school, you know, big boy. They slap you, you spin around.
These are the big students.
Yeah, the big students. Big boys before, they used to get the abuse. Before our parents would allow we to cut, you know, that.
The beard.
Yeah, the beards. No, they won't allow you. See, they said, the more you touch with the blade, no, the more grows up, you know, and you're young, see? Looks bad, eh? So they won't allow that. Yeah.
Well, which kids, who were your friends then, after you quit school?
After I quit school, who were my friends?
Yeah.
Oh, my neighbors all gone already. My friends all gone.
They were what? Portuguese? Or
Portuguese and Japanese. See, because with the immigration, Chinese was here first, no? And then came the Portuguese. And then came the Japanese. And then came the Filipinos. See? I was friendly with all them. See? Mm. And when I got my position as a supervisor, no? Well, I worked among all these kind of people. Filipinos, Portuguese, Puerto Ricans, all that I worked.
Well, what did you do for, like, I guess what I'm trying to figure out is how your life went after you quit school. Did you work all day?
I worked from the age of 13. I worked my life until now, Sharon. Until today, I'm still going. See, and I told my wife yesterday, gee, I'm getting tired. I don't know, I'm gonna drop some days.
When did you play? When you were young?
When I was young, yeah. I played my games when I was young. I used to
Before 13?
Yeah, I used to play. Well, this plantation, I'm gonna tell you this. When we started to play music, no? Well, I used to play the traps, and you know, the bass drum, the traps, no? Yeah, the plantation furnished that to us. And we had one instructor, a wine boy, yeah. So, those days we used to play for this plantation people, you know. We had a clubhouse. Well, we used to go and play for the dance, see. Well, I started that instrument, see. And then I came to a banjo, see. Somebody else took over, so I took a tenor banjo. Tenor, my banjo, you know.
You must have talent on it.
Yeah, so I took that. I was coming good, but now I forget everything. Even that harmonica.
Yeah.
I used to play that, but today I cannot blow them, Karen. I don't know. They say I get nothing wrong. Even Dr. Carvalho, he said, it's in your mind. See, I don't know. But why I get like this, I can't breathe, I get tired. Mm. I told Mr. Limich, yeah, I wish to quit already, but only 2 days, and but what you call, Cravaya told me no, fine, not to quit. Just 2 days is nothing. It's exercise, see? But sometimes I like give up, though. From 13 of my age, see, it's too long.
How many different jobs have you had?
I have, when I work for this company, I start from the bottom, weeding, right up. They used to call, Ohana, they call that, Ohana, you see. That's the language they had, Ohana, see. I don't know, it's Japanese or what, but we used to use that word, Ohana, see. Hoeing, our way of speaking, no? Hoeing. Hoeing cane, see? Hoeing weeds, no? But it's a Ohana, see? So I started from there. Well, we had two groups. One group was they call that Wahines, eh? That's the women group, no? Wahines, eh? They call it Wahines. And then the second group was the men. Well, the first thing they do, they'll shove you to the Wahines, you see. And then they see how good you pull out on that gang, see. If they see you pull out good, they throw you to the men gang. And then that's where you're going to get the trouble. They call that pilikia, trouble, right there.
What kind?
See. If you outbeat some of the men, they're gonna hit you. See, as before those days, you know. And you know, these are not small like me, you know. They're all big, chunky buggers, eh? Well, you have to listen. They say, hold back, boy. You know what you're going to get. You have to hold back, see? Because I was clever. I'm not too bright, you know, not too bright.
Let's see, we were talking about the jobs.
The jobs?
Yeah.
Well, from the Vainis, I went to the man. I told you that, no? And then from the man, they shove you on this mule, team driving. No, mule now. They call that mule driver. Yeah. Well, they put you in there. And they start you from the bottom now. Now you go to the mules. They get all kind of, what you call, instruments. We put it that way, instruments, no? All kind. Well, this one is small hara, they call. Something, it's just like a V with a lot of hooks, you know. You know, and with the handle.
Yeah.
You see, it's something like a V, no? Come like this with a lot of hooks, and the handle come up this way.
What does it mean?
Call that a hara.
And what's it for?
Shake up the grass in the between the canes, see?
Yeah.
Shake up the grass, see? You go with that, you can whistle or sing, you know, or dance the hula, you know. That go. Yeah. Then the next thing they give you a box hara. They call that. I don't know. Who named these things like this? The Scotches, you know, before.